It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody, you are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out your employee wants to bang you on camera. It's better than that.
Wow.
Yeah. Although I work for myself, so hey, make some self videos. That's what I'll do.
You find yourself totally bangable.
Well, if I don't, who will? You know. And I will never report myself to HR. That is the beautiful thing about working for yourself. You could join our chat room, Denpan. Go to davincomedy.com and click listen live or live broadcast. Also, Facebook tonight, Davin's Den page. Don't think we'll have an echo. Should sound okay, but we'll see. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, and so is the view, because there is none. I am your host, Davin Roseman. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be running along. He'll be here. Joe is in his premises, so that's a plus. That's a win. So
that's amazing.
Joe just has to crank up his computer, and he'll join us momentarily.
How old is that computer that you have to crank it up?
I don't think it is an old computer. I just think he had issues and got it fixed. I don't know.
It is if it's crank operated.
Yes, that was the joke. That's good. Bodes well that we are 0-1, apparently. Okay. Very good. On the show in School of Fools, a substitute teacher loses her job because she doesn't like a book in the school library, and Pip is having none of it with anybody in that story. Interesting blog this week. She was just in a pissy, pippy mood. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
A weatherman gets caught making porn and telling the world he wants to do his boss on camera. We did a poll this week. Very interesting results from the poll. Out of all the things I put up there, this is what people wanted to weigh in on. So
you never know.
I don't. An Apple executive gets fired for telling a joke on TikTok. In comics in the news, another Trump fan loses their shit at a comedy club and attacks a comic. And this time it wasn't me. But yeah. Did you watch that video? Did you watch that video?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
You could just put my head on her body, just like another weekend for me. We'll get
incredible.
To it. We will get to it. And then there's another comics in the news, which we're not going to do tonight because I didn't have a chance to really get you guys the article. Maybe we'll do it. Eric Andre, who is a pretty well known comedian, is suing for, like, going to the airport. He feels like he gets discriminated against and extra searches and all. So we'll see what that's about. He wants to make that – he wants to get a lot of other people involved in that. Little relationship stuff. Would you rather your significant other had a one-night stand or connected emotionally with someone? I think that's an interesting topic. We'll get into that a little bit. And, you know, speaking of connecting – emotionally, sometimes there's betrayal, kids, and that's what we're looking at with Fake Davin and Michelle and Scamming Scammers. Because we're
hell no.
Well, no, I'm just summarizing where we last left off.
Oh, okay. I was like, more? Oh.
No, well, we'll see. I don't know what happens next, but you know, last time, sweet war hero Michelle wanted to show the world Davin's dick pic. Really, it was hurtful. So, we will get into that. Got this Thursday, 20-year anniversary, 20-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Wow.
It's a long time for somebody to put up with my crap.
She is a superhero.
Most certainly. And actually, you know, we've been together 25 years.
Oh, I knew. I mean, I met you guys when... Were you engaged?
No.
Were you engaged when I met you?
No, I was just starting to date her. I think I was getting ready to start. I had started law school. And yep. I took the class. So that's where I met you because I wasn't really performing. But no, we were not engaged. We were dating and had more years of dating ahead of us. Did we live? Yeah, we didn't even live together at that point. So it was very new in the relationship. So, you know, I really wanted to do something special for 20 years because that's a big one. I mean, anytime you put a zero or a five at the end of it, which is really stupid, by the way. I mean, why can't it be a three or a two? I mean, why does it have to be a five and a zero? But whatever.
Yeah.
This is how we've all agreed to denote milestones.
Yeah.
So for 15 years, for 15-year anniversary, we went to Italy, which was amazing. And that's probably the last time we had a vacation, just the two of us. But, you know, so, I mean, at one point when we were at the other house last year when we were talking about this, we were talking about going on a safari in Africa for our 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
Which, you know, my daughter said she wanted to go, but I don't know how my daughter would have done with, oh, we have to wake up because we have to move out and go on the tour to see animals. I don't know how she would have done with that aspect of it, but, you know.
Don't you think that would have been so exciting that she could have gotten it together?
You were forgetting teenage years.
I understand her because I am also committed to the...
The sleeping arts? Sleeping arts?
No, the what lifestyle?
Veal lifestyle.
The veal lifestyle, yes. And so I am, the sleeping arts, I am well attuned to the sleeping arts.
And when we were really starting to look at this, you know, this was right in the sweet spot of COVID. Not the beginning, but, you know, it was still very COVID-y out there. I miss COVID. I really do. But
what?
Oh, yeah. Good times. I've said this to people, and they don't disagree. If you take away the death, and illness, COVID was a good time.
I would venture to say if you took away the death and illness.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you know, and I got sick a few times, and that sucked, and family got sick, and unfortunately some people died. So really, you're asking to take away a lot. But the day-to-day, like... And, you know, we would look forward. Haven't we done this on the show? Haven't we talked about this on the show? No?
I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm doing this with outside people. I don't know. I feel like I'm cheating on you.
Are you cheating on us with another show?
No. Well, I will be doing somebody else's show tomorrow, but no, never. But no, like, in the heart of COVID, you're home. And going to the supermarket was you look forward to that. That was the excursion for the week. You went to the supermarket. It wasn't a mundane burden. It was, we're going to the supermarket. And when you got there, nobody was there. There was nobody in your way. No stupid people clogging up lanes. I could spin around like the pixie boy I am, and just in all the aisles and have so much fun. Now I go there and it's back to them. Get out of the way, stupid. I'm in a rush. Get out of the way. Even though I have nowhere to be, I'm always in a rush. But with COVID, there was no place to rush.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, it was rushed in and out of that place. And you see, I would react to seeing other humans as like the Walking Dead are coming down the aisle after me. There are zombies in every aisle. Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, there was stress, but I was never to the level of you. I mean, but like I always kept myself busy, but it was still a lot less pressure. And, you know, like the biggest pain in the ass was trying to get my benefits. Initially, try to get my unemployment benefits. But once that kicked in, once there was free money and no place to go, I got to tell you, good times. Good times. Add in the fact that I could do 100 instead of 90 on the New York State Thruway. And, like, there was no cops on the road, and nobody was on the road, and you could just go. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't dangerous. It was delightful, because I was doing 100, and people were going past me.
I think it's sounding like you long for a more rural area where there are less people.
No, no, no. I live in a rural area.
Not that rural.
Well, let me tell you about here. I am so sick of this area, and I will tell you why. Because these MFers, these engineers who designed the surrounding regions, would it kill them to make a straight road? Would it kill them? We are just constantly... We are constantly winding. And oh, well, this looks like there's not a mountain here. Still, let's put an S-turn in there. And let's do 30 miles per hour and make it... Let's make it one-lane highways. And let's make it so stupid is always stuck behind somebody doing 22. I cannot stand it. I have places to go. And it's a nerve-wracking drive. It's a nerve... Because, like, deers are like, screw it. You know, we used to live here in the woods. Well, we still live here. They're coming at you. And I mean, and if we ever get bad weather here, which we will because it's New York, I'm going to have to go the long way, which is much straighter than the short way because it's 90. So I'm tired. I'm tired of the windiness. Enough. So enough of the rural. But it's very pretty. I'll probably post a picture of my view. Everybody loves my view. They're going to love They're gonna love my view this time of year. Oh, the foliage. So, like, yeah, if I was a gay man, this would be fantastic. But
what? You don't have to be gay to appreciate foliage.
And not too many straight men enjoy foliage. Let's be honest.
What?
Not too many. I will stand by that. Not too many straight men enjoy foliage.
They do. They just don't talk about it.
No, you know, we don't because we have to rake it, stupid. By the time we get to spend the time with the foliage, it's brown and crinkly and on the ground.
I don't enjoy the foliage on the ground like you used to.
No, you see
the only time I enjoy foliage is one time I was so sick and I decided I wanted to try to get to work and I'm stuck at a light and I'm like, oh, with pretty colors. I get to work, and Lenore goes, you don't look good. I go, I'm going home. I saw pretty colors. I went back to bed.
No, because...
What kind of medicine were you on, man?
Here's the thing.
I think, like, fucking NyQuil or whatever. But I never forgot. I'm like, what pretty colors? That's the only time I've ever enjoyed foliage. But I'm like, fucking deathbed.
Here's the thing. Women see oranges, yellows, reds. Men see leaves that are about to die that we got to clean up. That's the difference. That's the difference. It's the same thing with fruit trees. You know, because we have a nice sized property here. My wife's like, we should get some fruit trees. I grew up with fruit trees. Not nearly the property that I have here, but we had a Macintosh apple tree. And we had a cherry tree, which we actually, one year we took the Macintosh apples, but for many years, my dad would climb up on the ladder and we'd get the cherries. Thing is, the birds eat the best cherries, but whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. All the stuff falls, and then it rots, and you got to clean it up. So that's the problem. I don't know how we got into this conversation. Oh, rural. But that, yeah. But anyway, COVID. If we could just tweak it. If we could tweak COVID. And cut down on the death and still give out free money and shut things down, I'm on board. I am on board.
None of that stuff is going to happen unless we have another pandemic, and shame on you for wishing for one.
No, well, listen, I don't want anybody to... How about a good scare for 3 weeks? How about 3 weeks of precautionary shutting shit down and giving away free money? Can we do that?
Well, you know what? But people will catch on, and the money will come back.
Hold on.
Joey Powie?
Thank you. What the hell is that?
What the fuck just happened? You're proud of yourself, aren't
you? I think it's missing an O at the in the last name. It should be Joey Powie. What? Is that, do you and Joe's Girl Zoom or something? Is that what that is?
No, I just wanted to be a dick.
You didn't bother me, Mr. Poey.
My buddy Alex goes, "Don't be Poey." So I'm like,
"Oh my God, accomplished."
Well,
oh my Joey Poey.
That might be what you have. That might be what you have to be called for the rest of the evening, Joey Poey.
Yes, Joey.
Joey. I still prefer Joey Pooey, but Joey Poey.
Oh God.
So in the past, I asked my wife, "What do you want?" Ah. Nothing. What do you want to do? We just bought a house, and we just don't. So, like, it's like we sunk all the money into the house. So we're not doing anything exciting. I haven't gotten her anything good. We're gonna go apple picking, which we used to do. That used to be our thing on our anniversary because we have an October anniversary. We would go apple picking, and then I got tired of apple picking because it's stupid and it's expensive.
It's right around the corner.
Why do you got to go into a field? What am I, a mic? We're going to celebrate our love by being migrant workers? Are you kidding me?
You know what? It's time together. So, you know, yes, I hear you. And then my wife went into labor when we went apple picking because we went to a different orchard that was on a very bumpy, they didn't really pave their driveway, and it was bumpy, and it started her going inducing labor. So we're going to go apple picking, but it's supposed to rain, so I don't know what the hell's going to happen. So we're going to go apple picking, and then I'm going to play softball on Thursday night. But I asked the wife, I go, "Oh, I didn't realize it was our anniversary when I committed to playing these two playoff games. If you want, I'll bow out." And I would have bowed out. It's 20 years. 19, 21, not so much. 20, I will miss.
You got married 20 years ago?
Yes, Joe. That was the last time you were funny.
You needed to.
Yeah.
I'm saying that, not being an asshole. I'm saying that how quickly time goes by.
Not Joe. Hold on. Let me stop you, Mr. Poey. Not if you look at us. If you look at us, time has had its way with us, my friend.
What was your anniversary date?
Well, it's two. It's 2 days from now, Joe. October 13th, 2002.
Because I'm looking, because I think mine was the day before you. I think I was married 26 years tomorrow.
Oh.
Wow.
What do you say to that?
Nothing.
Well, all three of us. All three of us are October anniversaries.
Maybe you should call ex-Mrs. Poey and go apple picking.
the only thing we did was nitpicking. So,
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't want that many apples thrown at his head at one time. That's not good.
Now, Pip,
I'd be hauled, like, for our anniversary, I'd be hauled out east, you know, to go to the wineries and stuff like that. And, you know, do we have to listen to the Giant game? Yes, we have to listen to the Giant game. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, if you guys can come up with something good, something else to do, I'm open to it. Like, I wanted to do something. We don't celebrate anything. And this house has sucked up a lot of money. I spoke to my contractor today. He's like, "Oh, when do you want to do the master bathroom suite?" And the wife's like, "I'm not sure." So I'm like, I don't know. You know, and that's really what I wanted to. That's the one thing I wanted to do. I wish we would not have done the siding first, but whatever. We have.
You know what your wife would enjoy? For the anniversary, 20th anniversary, a roast reunion.
God, that's a dangerous thought.
She still cringes over that.
Yeah, she does. Oh. You know, it's trauma, Joe. It's trauma.
Yeah, Yeah, I cringe.
Well, you weren't involved. Nobody asked you to do a comedy.
No, but I cringe remembering the episode.
Yeah, as soon as they mentioned the roast, now his wedding turns into a mic. Everybody's trying to drop you to get the best. I got number two. I left out.
No, well, you were funny. Here's how long ago our wedding was. We gave out mix CDs as a party favor, a good mix, and it was a good gift. You can't do that now. We still have the CD. But here,
it was a good,
I did
a good
too.
CD.
Well, we put a lot of thought into it. Thank you. So here's something to discuss with the group, since we're going to do a lot of relationship stuff, as it were, this evening. So I'm organizing CDs, because that's what I do. And I went through some of the wife's like CDs that are not really with mine, because it's like classical and opera, and you know, Aerosmith gets pissed. So I gotta separate them. You know, you can't have that mixing with your Quiet Riot. They're just certain things.
Steven Tyler looks at the CDs like he looks through the wall at the Run DMC video. What is that?
You know what though? But his Steven Tyler's father was a pianist, and he grew up under his father's piano. So I think he would like things like Vivaldi and stuff like that. But for the purposes of this joke, we'll go with the image Joe created. Anyway. Anyway. So, go through. And I see a CD made by her ex-boyfriend, who's married now. Now, listen. He made her mixtapes back in the day. Which is fine. You know, that goes in. It is what it is. This is from 2009.
Hold on, let me do math. Quiet, I'm doing math. Hey, that was the answer to the wedding.
Very good, Joe. Here's a cookie.
Okay.
Yes, 3X equals WTF. So I'm like... I go to the wife, I'm like, what is this about? Because I'd never seen this. Oh, and on the CD, Joe Jackson's Is She Really Going Out With Him? Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, and he's married to somebody else. I'm like, what is this about? I was unaware. First of all, let's be honest. 2009, nobody's making mix CDs anymore. Mix CDs were done by 7 years after my wedding, they were done. Let's be honest about it.
It doesn't make a difference if it went out of style. It makes a difference that it's there.
Yes, Joe. That is, thank you for focusing me on my rage. So I'm like, well, what is this about? And she said that he had heard her making, I'm going to get crap for this, but whatever, it's fine. That he had made her a CD. They were on the phone, they talked, they're friends, and he heard her playing like a mix CD from somebody, and like he wanted a copy. Yeah, no, it was not the wedding. If it was the wedding, she would have said the wedding. And like he wanted, so she sent him a copy, and he sent her a copy of something else. I'm like, well, what's with this? What about these songs? Like, oh, it's probably something he made for his wife. Really? I don't think so.
No.
Then if he made it for his wife, why isn't it at their house?
Well, no, he made a copy of it, Joe. He didn't give the original. I don't think it's the original.
Well, see, the thing is with those, like, you know, I'm old enough, we made mixtapes. But, I mean, mix CD is fine. Oh, you whippersnappers. The songs usually have personal meaning.
Right?
And so they're not just rando songs. Like, this is a good song.
There was an Adele song on there, which I don't know which one it was. But Adele's never happy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Apparently not.
You know, she's making an album, a new album, and she's making it with this guy who used to grow crops. And this guy, she went to this guy and grows crops, loved the food that he grew, so they're making an album. It's called A Farmer and Adele.
Wow. I took the journey with you. I took the journey. I actually thought this was a real thing, and then to end in that, it's just not worth it. I'd almost rather drive on these stupid winding roads that I live by in the fog.
Saw me start in the car, and he called shotgun. All right.
I was right there with you. I was right there with you.
No. There was a way that Joe started that was kind of like my dad when I knew he was going to be full of shit by the end. Then I was like, all right, I can't see where it's going yet.
See, Pip,
this is not.
See, Pip, I was thrown because Joe is having a hard time collecting his thoughts, which is the way he always is on this show. So I assumed that this was factually based, and I was taking that journey.
Oh my God!
Nope, he got me. Shame on you for the joke, but shame on me for taking that journey with you. So
I am shameless at this point, but it's coming.
So should I be angry, sad, indifferent? I'm a little not annoyed, not irked. I'm just like, huh, that was weird.
Yeah, look at everything you've been through. After that, I mean, does it really make a difference?
No. No, she's trapped. There's no escape.
I'll pop you on something that I found suddenly. When we were selling the house, we had the sectional, big sectional that was in our living room, and it was she's going into her apartment. I'm coming here. There's no room for the fucking thing, so we sold it. So these two guys come by to go buy. I guess they're like, they were college guys. And had a house, and it was perfect. So they bring one part of the sectional out, and under the sectional is some KY jelly. Now, I have never, ever had sex with my ex-wife in there.
Oh.
In there. So they pull it, and I look at it on the floor, and thank God at that moment, I was so done with her anyway. I mean, we're leaving the house in 3 weeks, we're separated, but... And I go, I just looked at it, and I go, get it out of here before these guys come back in, please. But it's like, that would have been, what the fuck?
Well, hold on, what did she say?
She didn't say anything, I just looked at her, and I said, get this the fuck out of here before these guys come back in.
Now, is this when she was seeing her boyfriend?
Maybe, I guess. And she maybe had the guy over to the house,
I mean, you're away a lot, so it's possible, at least for a few hours.
Like that, if this was about 2 weeks before, 2 weeks before we were leaving for good. So everything was done. And I was just so really, I'm like, there was no emotion. I'm just like, just get that out of here before these guys come back in.
Damn.
So talk about finding shit,
See, I wish you would have gotten angry because I would have loved to have heard the excuse. I was just having it with some peanut butter. I made a sandwich out here. I was looking for that.
Yeah, I'll make you a snack right now with your favorite treat. like other things have.
I was just having some me time, Joe. What's wrong with you?
I mean, no, like, I can that be used for solo time?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know, Pip.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care. But it was like a moment. I've been trying to make a joke, see if I could use it for a joke. I haven't come up with anything yet, but that's something that's got to go in the set at one juncture.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
And then when
that would I know that you were so done at that point, Joe, but oh God.
Okay,
if it was earlier, that would have been World War III.
Yeah, so like
I've been major, but at that point I was through. I had this place was lined up, my new life is 2 weeks away, and at that I just was so happy to get I was trying to find a buyer for the sectional. I don't know where to put the thing. We rarely use. Well, some people used it more than I. But we rarely use it. It's a brand new condition. I don't want to throw it out. I don't want to give it away. So like I said, I put it on Facebook sale or whatever the hell it's called. And these two college guys come by for it, and they took the one thing. And then I see it on the floor. I'm like, I just get this out of here, will you?
God, I hope they didn't see it.
I just would have enjoyed the confrontation of what her excuse was.
Yeah. Oh my God! Oh jeez!
Well,
What
you found, what you found is definitely worse. But at least you found it when you found it. I'm still in the middle of this here. I'm like, what am I going to do?
I think it's pretty harmless because I really don't think that your wife is doing anything wrong. And if he has. These feelings.
He's married. You know, yes, I don't. You know what it was? It was the choice of songs. It was the choice of songs. See, mix CDs are dangerous. It was the if it wasn't for those songs, if it was like Slayer or Rammstein or whatever the hell, or James Taylor, you know, who cares? Okay.
Yeah, you luckily there's not a song called "Why Are You With This Motherfucker."
it pretty much is on that album.
if it's not called that, Joe Jackson's about to cover it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I didn't see was Jesse's Girl. I mean, for crying out loud.
Hey, look at what's the No Doubt, that album, Tragic Kingdom, most of the songs Gwen Stefani wrote was about her relationship with the bass player and why he's an asshole and this, that, and the other thing. So not only did she write this song about this, but they put it on her mouth. This guy's got to stand there on tour every fucking night and play songs about what a shithead he is.
Yeah, but that album made them millionaires. That's a great album.
Yeah, I think that he was willing to suck it up when he saw how much money was coming in his bank account.
He's an asshole. He's a douchebag. He's a
I just bought a bunch of CDs for 25 cents each. I'm very proud of myself. I would never buy Phil Collins' Greatest Hits or Phil Collins' Greatest Hits Live because I find them annoying. I know Joe loves them, but I find them.
That's worth 25 cents right there.
But he has like a handful of songs which I like. I'm like, well, for 25 cents.
Yeah, no. If you're getting
piggy back, did you?
Well, yeah, I bought a lot.
If you're getting bargain basement prices, I'm buying stuff I never would have considered laying down money on before. Absolutely.
I bought, like, Saliva. I mean, got a bunch of stuff for my wife. Bunch of Broadway soundtracks. I bought a Pearl Jam's Greatest Hits. Now, I know Pip likes Pearl Jam. Now, I have this Greatest Hits album, but when I bought it, it only had one CD. So it's supposed to have two CDs. So if the two CDs work, then I will give Pip the other, if she wants it, the other CD that I have, which works.
Cool.
So
where did you get all these CDs from?
So actually, it was cheaper than that because then it was like fill up a bag for $5. So there's a school, which isn't a school anymore, Catholic school, St. Stephen's, and they do these tag sales. And this was like, which I've gone to. I bought a bunch of like CDs like a month or two ago for $1 and books for like $1. But now it was like 75% off. So I put together my component system. I have it in my office. I have my receiver. And I bought the old CD changer, which I used to have, but mine broke. I bought two of them and mine broke. They had one for like $4. So I bought one there several months ago. But I need a cassette player because my cassette player broke. So they had one. A Sony for $4, but 75% off is $1. So I bought the Sony cassette player to hook up to my component system for $1, and wasn't worth the price, as it turns out.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just gave myself something to throw away. But in the town, they have like where you could take stuff to be fixed for free, like one Saturday every couple of months. So I'm gonna bring.
What is it? Just some guy in town that's fucking bored, looking for something to do.
It's a bunch of people, but yeah. So it's like it's a really cool thing. Like my wife had a lamp fixed there at one point. So
yeah,
you know what? Before I throw away the Sony cassette player that doesn't play, I will take it there and see if they can fix it.
Look, you never know. I mean, that's a time-honored tradition. They're called tinkers.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's worked out well. There's a lot of free stuff. We give away free stuff here, too. Actually, Pip was over here a couple weeks ago, but, you know, back when she used to come in studio. And, you know, I had a bunch of stuff that from our house and that we had acquired. Yeah, Pip got a bunch of costume jewelry. Oh, and she got, what did you get? What was that, a drape rack? What is that?
A drape rod.
Yes.
I'm gonna just touch up with some paint and use. And I got jewelry that I've worn every piece that I got. Thank you.
Well, the wife had picked up. Oh, by the way, I'm very glad. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Very nice.
That makes very much.
So, when I was out of town in Florida, the wife went to one of these things, like a big one, and they had CDs for free. And she picked up a Nickelback CD. And I had offered, and Joe likes Nickelback, and I had offered it to Joe, and he never responded. So now I'm giving it to somebody else. I was going to give you a free CD of a band you like.
I know, but see the cabinet behind me? The one, that's all my CD. It's damn packed. I don't know where to put another CD.
First of all, a response would have been nice. A response of no thank you would have been sufficient. And instead of just ignoring it.
That's a response.
I'm sorry. At the time, I'm trying to find a car. You know?
No, this was before you the car. Don't blame the car. This is before this. You're just a rude douche.
Wow. The gauntlet.
Never respond. But that's all right. I found a good home for it. I saw him, but I forgot to bring it down. So next time I see him. But I will have some other CDs and Pip. We'll get crack at them if she shows up. I also think I will have
I like the way you're enticing us with 25-cent CDs.
No.
Remember that thing you would buy all the CDs for, like, 10 CDs for $1, and then you never pay them?
Columbia House.
Yes. And
Captain and Tennille live?
And then people realize, oh, no, we could just steal music. We don't have to steal from BMG or Columbia House. So
Yeah. They used to have those deals. You buy this many albums, then all of a sudden you're in their club and you have to buy albums all the time. That's how I got my first Partridge Family albums, because my brother was a sucker and was involved in all those shenanigans.
Oh, the Partridge Family. I love the Partridge Family. That's what got me into music. I can't believe that show premiered 50 years ago. I'll never forget that night. I was watching it in our guest room, and I go, I got to do this. I got to be in a band.
Really?
Do this. Yeah.
Wow.
So anybody, if I go on a music show, you know, got music. Oh, we got Joe Curry from Fragile Sky, blah blah blah. You know, and it's like, you know, so what were your influences? Oh, well, you know, John, you know, Ramstein, blah blah. I don't have the balls to say the Partridge Family.
Susan Day.
You know, it's funny you ask. I've always been a Danny Bonaducci fan. I always liked Danny Bonaducci's artistic talent on the Partridge Family, and that inspired me to not only be an asshole, but a musician.
You know what? You know what? When I was first teaching, it was when I first started dyeing my hair, and so I had, like, more orangey hair than I do now. And I was wearing a sweater vest, which I thought was attractive, over my shirt. But my bitchy friend said to me, "What are you, Danny Bonaducci?" And you know what? I couldn't wear that fucking sweater anymore.
Good for your friend. Good. She helped you. She helped you.
No.
Yes, she did.
No.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She ruined that sweater for me.
You know what? You ruined my childhood puppet. I don't give a shit. Oh, we have a spit take. we have a spitter.
I cannot believe that you took this sweet innocent toy and creeped us the fuck out with it.
Yeah, she's horrible.
I mean, I'm like, holy shit, I'm scared.
I'm sorry that I ruined it.
No,
for
no, you're
you,
not. Stop.
Funny.
Stop. You're not sorry because I told you it was creeping me out, and you persisted. Relax, Elizabeth Warren, and we persisted. Yes.
She doubled down.
Yeah.
She fucking doubled down.
Yeah, she got more creepy. Which, if you look at her, she's creepy enough as it is.
Oh my god.
So, good. I'm glad your sweater vest was ruined, Urkel.
You're right. That was some pre-karma.
Yeah. No, you're a terrible person. I'm glad. And my puppet was much more, is much better than your stupid sweater vest.
It's still nice.
Oh, okay. You know what? Why don't you, instead of arts and crafts, why don't you just scissor, okay? Why don't you just do that?
Scissor with who?
anybody you could fool. I don't know. And I bet, so maybe somebody who likes puppets.
I bet he never, like, when he walks past that doll, he looks at it cross-eyed. He probably never looked at it the same again. He wants to kill me now.
Puppet's right here, but the puppet's right. But he isn't. But remember, it's a cone puppet. Like he pops out of the cone. I have not taken him out of the cone since Pip ruined him. He must now permanently stay in his cone.
And a little tidbit too. The puppet made a mixtape for his wife as well.
You know what? You know what, Joey Poey? You know what? That's uncalled for, Joey Poey. All right. In the spirit of that, let's do I watched 90 Day Fiancé, although I haven't really watched it much lately because I'm way behind on it. But there I watch and there's all these relationship scenarios. So let's this is from several seasons ago. But let's discuss this scenario and then we will take a break. So Pip, do you watch? I know Joe doesn't watch it. He's wrong. He should.
I haven't been watching it recently.
Well, you know.
I haven't been watching it recently.
Do you remember Binny and Ariella? Binny lived in Ethiopia, and Ariella moved there. It's 90 Day the Other Way.
Boy, that is love. Holy shit.
Yeah, she's really? A Jewish girl from Princeton, Joe. Jewish girl from Princeton moved to Ethiopia to be with this guy.
I'm sure she's going to go for the cooking.
Well, I don't know. So, all right. So, here's the scenario. At the time, they're engaged. They have a baby together. They're in Ethiopia, where Benny's from. Ariella invited her ex-husband, they were married 10 years, to visit them at their house. Would you allow or invite your partner's ex to stay with you?
So she moved to Ethiopia and wants the ex to stay with them?
For like a couple of weeks, not to live permanently. But, you know, a little vacay. And, like, this is, like, her best friend. They still talk and everything. But now he's staying in Benny's house with them.
It really depends on the person.
What do you mean?
It really does. Because, I mean, Mr. Helix's ex-wife is one of my really good friends.
Well, they were not friends. Benny was not friends with this guy. They're not friends.
But his ex-girlfriend that was in between the ex-wife and me, no. Oh, that bitch isn't staying at our house. Mm-mm.
You know, I guess maybe you could be friends, because in my family history, we have a family friend, Doug, who lives out east, and he always comes up to the farm with me and stuff like that, been a family friend. His mother was my dad's ex-wife's sister. Wait.
Quiet. I have to do math now. My dad's ex-wife's sister. Okay, I'm with you.
Right. And I didn't know that. And turning back the clock, my mother was good friends with them. They lived in Huntington. I remember visiting all the time. Dad had a Singer sewing machine shop down in Huntington. My mom used to go there all the time with my grandmother. So, you know, and I go, wow, I didn't know that, because I didn't know how the connection was. But, you know, my mother was good friends with them, and, you know, her sister was my dad's ex-wife, you know?
All right, yeah. But again, these people are not good friends. Benny doesn't know this guy. Benny's never met this guy.
Right.
It's kind of nervy to invite him then.
Now, in her defense, she's all alone in another country. Her family's not there. So she is lonely, and this is her best friend.
All right.
Wait, yeah, her ex?
For a couple of weeks.
Her ex-husband is like her best friend.
Because,
you know, listen, sometimes you're better off as friends. There's no chemistry in that way.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that I think that this would be pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, this might have to be the one where I go, you know what? I'm happy to meet this person,
But I don't want them staying in my house right now.
Right. He could drop a mixtape off, and that's it. I don't want him here.
Wow. There it is. There it is.
There.
You share on this show, and it's turned back at you like a weapon. That's what happens here. That's what happens when Joey Poey finds out a little tidbit of information.
Yeah. I think that I would be pretty uncomfortable, especially never having met before, and you'd be wondering, like, and these people do not have really long, you know, courtships, so you'd kind of be going, what is it with the two of them that her ex is her best friend, and he's going to stay here for months under the same roof? Wouldn't you feel like totally creeped out about leaving to go to work or go shopping and stuff?
Which he did. Now let me add this. He came bearing gifts for her, including bras, because she can't really find the bras that she wants in Ethiopia, so he brought her bras. Pip's eyes are bugged out.
Why would this guy want to get away to Ethiopia? I mean, give me a break.
She loves him.
Go to a singles island or something like that.
Because they don't have money for that, Joe. They're in Ethiopia. It is what it is. But okay. So the bra would be the final straw.
And how do you make small talk with the guy? It's like, hey, you know, I've been wanting to ask you this for a couple of days. Not for nothing. How long did it take for you to make her come? You know, I mean,
good God, what is wrong with you?
Holy crap!
You're doing it, you know, and maybe it takes like about 20 minutes, you know.
Dude!
Maybe it took her, him, about 5 minutes.
It's Benny's fiance, not some chick they picked up at closing time and put on the rotisserie.
But wouldn't you think that? And you wouldn't even go, you're just having a drink and go, look, you know, that's for not, you know. How long did it take you to make her come?
There's no way. There's
no.
No.
No. No.
That, no.
Nobody is saying that. Ever, if they don't want to be murdered over a couple of beers.
That happens after Benny and Ariella break up, if these guys cross paths. But currently, at this time, you know, that's his fiance and the mother of his child, you animal.
Really? Oh, my God.
Oh, they have a kid.
Yes, they have a kid.
Does that make it better?
Yeah. What, now you regret being the pig you are?
No, they had the kid. So is the kid, so they get... He had a kid, obviously, with the ex-husband. That's
no, 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 she had the kid with Benny.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe he asked the question. Well, you knocked her up. How many times did it take him? I should be producing this fucking show. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, my God, no.
Feel free. If you would like to produce a show, be my guest. I have no issues with that at all. The days of me giving a crap about production are long gone. Produce away, my friend. I look forward to this coming week's stories.
Yeah, the project will probably go as well as the one we actually worked on, so who knows.
Why?
I think that some of this dialogue should go into that project. That would be one spicy tamale. I have no comment. I don't know. But Joe, you're throwing me here because holy crap! I do not think anybody would have the cojones to bust out that line of questioning.
You know, you 2 weeks has gone by, you got to know each other, you had a couple of cocktails, you know, you're talking about, hey, you know, not for nothing.
There's no way. He would kill her. He would kill... Benny would kill the other one. Benny's in much better shape. You know, he trains, boxing, stuff like that. Benny would kill him. And he did take him to the gym and beat the crap out of him somewhat.
Is this girl hot?
No, but what does that matter? What does that matter?
Because the guy's in shape, he's a trainer, he does this, so he's going after this one three, and then going to Ethiopia with her?
No, he lives in Ethiopia. They met in Ethiopia. She was like vacationing or something in Ethiopia, as one is wont to do.
Where did they meet? At a restaurant that was serving dirt as the special of the day?
There we go.
Now, dirt and flies. We got dirt? What comes with it? Flies.
Now Joe's doing my act from 1997.
I know.
I used to have the Ethiopian restaurant joke. When do you go to an Ethiopian restaurant? When you're craving nothing? What's the special? The empty plate special? Instead of boneless chicken, it's chickenless bones. I had the joke, my friend.
Always went well, and we're hashing over old times with anniversaries and stuff like that. We'll bring a bit back from the past.
You know what? You know. Here's the thing.
The topic we're talking about. Why not?
Here's the thing. Well written joke, but you got to remember, mid '90s, like we were like 5 years past the Ethiopian famines and everything. And you know, although we still had like Sally Struthers on there, you know, with the kids. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we're like 25 years past that. You have to be a certain age for that joke to make any sense.
Well, I used to love when Sally Struthers was doing that commercial. These people, and she's like 370 pounds. We gotta help these people. All right, why don't you cut back on a crate of Twinkies? Leave it by little girl or big girl now, there.
Oh my God. Well, you know, Joe, it's funny because like in the mid '90s, we body shamed, and we don't do that now either. Jeez. That was actually, but that was a joke, and plenty of comics had it, about Sally Struthers. That was a joke you would do at that time, and besides being hack, which it was, nobody really thought anything badly of it. Now, if you did that joke, first of all, nobody would know who the hell Sally Struthers is, but you'd have to, you'd have to set up, there'd have to be a whole lot of setup.
I was going to go into the weekend with it.
What do you mean? You never know.
There is.
No, but what I'm saying is now, if the whole punchline of this broad is fat, like people, it wouldn't work. People.
Oh, you know, I did notice, though, Joe, on Facebook, that some of your friends seem to think that body shaming is still A-plus material.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, Joe was saying something about, I don't even remember what he was saying, because the person's comment was so, like, completely off target, and they decided that a proper response to whatever Joe was talking about was a photo, and I don't know why this picture exists, but a photo of Lizzo, like, wearing something completely transparent. So, I mean,
it's just... Well, hold on. Stop right there. The reason it exists is because she wears shit like that. Now, go on.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, whoa. But the thing is that somebody decided that it was completely... I don't remember. Maybe you remember the topic, Joe, but it was like...
I don't remember.
It was completely disjointed from whatever Joe was talking about, and then all of a sudden there were one or two people in his comment thread that were like, let's talk about fat chicks, and I was like, God.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was so lame. I was like,
well, I mean, to be fair, you don't go to Joe's page for comedy. Joe puts out funny things sometimes.
Yeah.
But the comments, we're not, you know, it's not like you're going to get a nugget from Kumia. He's not chiming in on Facebook. You get a whole bunch of wannabes on his Facebook page. So I wouldn't go there mining for comedy gold. You take what Joe gives you, whether you like it or you don't, and that's pretty much all the comedy you're going to get on Joe's page that's worth a damn.
Well, you know what, Mike from my band, I love Mike. He is a totally gifted musician, but sometimes when it comes to putting humorous stuff on it, sometimes he makes me laugh, but he'll put something on it. It's like, just stick to the guitar.
He commented that, like, Joe was promoting the show, and he put it on our on the Davins and Facebook page, I guess. And Mike puts DJT 2024. What does that have to do with the promo video that we made all those years ago? I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't get the reference.
Exactly. It goes to Joe's point. It goes to what Joe was just saying. Stick to the guitar.
Yeah. Brilliant songwriter and musician. But sometimes, you know, they'll put something like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, it's like,
tell me a rehearsal where you find that fight.
You know what, Mike? Give it a like and move on. It wasn't like, tonight we're going to be talking about Donald Trump's chances in 2024. Tune in. It was what Joe puts up there all the time. The YouTube video, a little description of whatever the hell we put on there, and that's it. And he puts this.
Well, I've learned my lesson because because now I know it's just like certain sites on the internet. Read the story, skip the comments.
No, I mean, I wasn't annoyed by it or anything, but it's just to go to the point that I was making, you're going to Joe's page if you want any type of comedy or something. Joe's going to be the one delivering it, whether you like it or you don't. There's a chance that it makes sense to some degree. Now once Joe starts getting into the memes, it's time to bail. But Joe will put funny things on his own posts, and that's it. You can't go to the comments, as you said.
And then there's a couple of people that are in, like, so literal. Like, there's a guy who used to go to school with that'll put something, like, I'll post something and I'll put something in it. It's like, dude, I'm fucking around. What's wrong with you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know. There's the humor deficient part of society that I see some people that post stuff that's so literal, and it's like, dude, are you familiar with the concept of humor?
No, they're not. I mean, listen, most people on the internet are shut-ins. I mean, let's be honest. They're the same people who listen to whatever. You know, most people, I mean, and first of all, comedy doesn't really translate in the written text to begin with. But the worst part is, if you're actually dealing with a comic and then they want to do comedy too on social media, it's like, stop it. We barely get away with it before somebody reports us. Why would you want to chime in an unfunny way that's nothing but hate?
Yeah. Yikes.
At least our hate is couched behind a punchline, hopefully. You know?
We try to make it funny.
Well, they try too, but they're even worse at it than us. All right. Let's take our first break. We come back. School of Fools. We'll start with School of Fools. A substitute teacher gets fired over a library book in the school. And like I said, I hope you read Pip's blog. She was suffering no fools this week. She must have been. I don't know what cat toy she sat on when she sat down to write this blog. But she was not having it from anybody. So we will jump in. We will jump in with that. A weatherman gets fired for gay porn. Joe's Home Club in Jersey is now famous for all the wrong reasons, because once again, an audience member lost their shit. See, it's not just me. We'll do a little bit more relationship stuff. All sorts of good things. So I hope you stick with us.